Conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
Men also fought very hard to emasculate back the system that emasculated them. But now, unfortunately, in some instances, women use the old system to emasculate men using the old apartheid laws and regulations. KJ.
Did you hear that, Prof?
Yes, I heard that.
Okay. And you don't have a comment on that?
I'm not sure. So I'm not sure in the first instance.
I'm also not sure.
Women are also using the same. So I'm not sure I get it.
Please resend, so that we can. You know, English is all not our mother tongue. So please resend your voice note and perhaps explain yourself. We're in conversation with Puleng Sekgalo. I see you, Lungisane, in Durban. I have to go to break. We'll come back first with you, and we're trying to figure out, the impact of the so-called fatherhood crisis that, according to Professor Puleng Sekgalo, has been caused on the black community by apartheid and colonialism. It's 23 past 2.
SAFM has signed a code of conduct that is enforced by the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, we are committed to giving news that is accurate, comment that is fair, and programming that is not harmful, does not amount to hate speech, or contain violence or explicit sex. If you think we are not living up to that code, then you can inform the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Direct any complaints in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. PO Box 142365. Craig Hall, 2024. Fax to 011-32.
Friendly, I was wanting to find out from you, Prof, what you deem to be the responsibility then of the biological father, knowing what we know with the history that we have.
The responsibility of the father, the responsibility of the parent is to be, present as a nurturer, is to be present and be engaged in the development and growing up of a child. And these are a very critical, they need to play a role, a caring role in the lives of their children, in their upbringing, because these contribute also to how then children respond, engage and interact and be in the world. But I don't want to just limit this to just fathers. I know we're just talking about fathers. Mm. But I think that is the role of a parent. And I think my reluctance only limited to the father is because it's also important to acknowledge the changes that have happened in society and how we have come to rethink what family is and how we define family. And moving away from gender binaries as well. Mm. But just broadly, as a parent, as a father, it's important to be present, to be engaged and nurturing and to care for the children and to provide for their well-being. Obviously, that then also means financial provision because to be able to get access to certain things, there are certain resources that are required for the child to be able to succeed.
And I'll tell you why I ask that, notwithstanding issues of gender binaries, of course. I ask that question because sometimes we, the parents, are the ones who give our children the issues that they will face in their life, right? And you hear, according to her, was caused by the apartheid regime and colonialism. It's 2:30. It's time for the news headlines. Luyanda Maome is standing by.
Thank you, KG. In your headlines, Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyago will announce the central bank's decision on repo rate at around 3 p.m. after the Monetary Policy Committee's meeting this week. The bank is widely expected to keep the repo rate on hold at 3.5% amid consumer inflation declining to below 5%. Retailer Pick n Pay has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to reconsider the ban on the sale of alcohol. The ban was imposed when the country was put under alert level 4 of the lockdown. And the World Health Organization's Regional Director for Africa, Dr. Matshidiso Moeti, has welcomed a deal between Pfizer and BioNTech and South Africa's BioVac Institute, which paves the way for Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to be manufactured on the continent. I'll be back at 5 to 3 with details on this.
Yeah, all the time, stories of children who say, you know, my mom was great, you know, or whoever, whichever parent was great, but, you know,